Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health can be.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ
Smell for
Good,
an international call.
Hail, all the way from the Neverland. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Damn, fleas. Damn.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood suck.
Yeah. All right, people, check this out. Gotta get healthy up, this mother. This mood I make up. My health, your health Monday. Fucking please. Is what we talking about. All right. And I ain't talking about no sexual fleas either. So have you ever been to a friend's house just infested with fleas? You know what I'm saying? And then, basically, what did you do? You know, did you leave? You know, did you complain? You know, or you just kept to yourself, you know, and you just kept sitting there saying to yourself, like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? Well, today, you know what I'm saying, we're going to find out how to effectively get rid of fleas and the health effects from that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm sitting up in the house and I've never been in a situation where you actively see these fleas, and they part of the scenery and shit. That's how many fleas it was. It was wow. I mean, to the point where they got two little animals, you know what I'm saying? They ain't dogs. And the other cats, you know what I'm saying? They running and shit from the fleas. So it's real crazy, man, and it's real quick, you know what I'm saying, the location where they at, like, how the hell fleas get up so high, you know what I'm saying? People be living on, like, 4th, 5th floor, like, how do you get pests and shit way up there? And, that's what we talk about today, you know what I'm saying? Definitely going to be going into it real heavy, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it do. So shout out to Ashwood, came back in the building, you know what I'm saying, he back up in this mofo flipper. And shout out to Mr. John New, out there doing what she do. And big ups to everybody out there today that's riding out, you know what I'm saying, with the Wrecking the Game radio show. Check it out. We're in some new news before we get into this, you know, healthy stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we got a couple of flights to get to. You pay me bringing them fucking fleas on the flight, people. Thanks.
From right to left, then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch. My own friends wouldn't come to my $5 shows. Uh-huh. When I blow, they be begging me to sit front row. Probably scream that I changed, cause I said no. Most of them fake. They wasn't rocking with me before. Come on. Used to have to pay the DJ to pump my song. Later. Used to have to wait last just to perform. Yeah. Kid had to humble himself, I know what it is. Yeah. It's sad cause most of these contests be rigged. Yeah. Wanna thank all producers for charging so much. Uh-huh. A lot of reason why I started making beats and stuff. Yeah. Wanna thank engineers for high studio time. Y'all got me on my grind.
I built mine, had to wise up. Now I record for free, attitude like you won't get rich off me. As I ride the beat like Rockwaller with him, motivated cause I used to deal with favoritism. I'm on a roll moving the crown from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch. You can catch me at the open mic, shutting it down. Your ass would, no sleep, the talk of the town. Hear my name ring bells like the stock is changed. The flow make noise like some pocket change. Can't see me, my style is tenant. I'm an artist, so I drew the door and put my foot up in it. Got the whole city hype like that's my jam. Grinding, trying to get my demo in the right people hands. Kid, I'm a problem, the streets ain't solved yet. High school, straight to the post like Garnett. Work a 9-to-5, punching in and out. I'd rather be in the booth, punching in and out. Come on. So, get out my way, I got a dream to chase. You could be the king, cool, make room for the ace. Move along now, I got errands to run. Yo, still waiting for your taxes to come. I'm on the road, moving the crowd from right to left. Then, I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause, I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or, I got a flight to catch.
Let you all know, man, tomorrow, we will be doing the first test show on the Paranormal Feet Network. Yeah, we're going to get this thing started, you know what I'm saying? And y'all check
that out. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head. On www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
That's real. Another little, little promo and let y'all know how we moving over. You know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for that. Matter of fact, let me get into a little Q Hop right now.
Hey, baby. You don't smile like you used to smile, baby. Used to be a certain sparkle in your eye. Where did it go, baby?
That's when I fell in love with you, baby. self-enclave businesses. Well, I'm just that. Just create new wealth for other people.
It's time
help
to do
each
it.
Other. Reach down. If you only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute. People,
pass the torch.
We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
Share the torch.
It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
Pass the torch.
We can't see the flames.
Oh, it's beautiful to shine the torch. It's beautiful to help somebody.
It's time to see
oh, you
it's
can't just leave it. What you going to do? You can't take it with you.
Let's
spread it.
Let's pass the torch. So, making an announcement again. Tomorrow, we will be diving into Paranormal Soup Network. So, I believe what I'm going to do is an hour show here, cut it, and then we're going to do an hour show on the Paranormal Soup Network. It should be the first test show, you know what I'm saying, on that network. Y'all check it out. It's time to test the show Tuesday. Gonna put the language learning off for a quick second, you know what I'm saying? And get these other shows popped off, man, so we can get, you know what I'm saying, some more people off in here, man. You know, get some more fan bases and, you know, get people learning some good shit. That's what's going down. And today is my help, your help, Monday. Fucking please, people. Please. All right. Get a little info on it. All right. What is a flea? Okay, flea is the common name for insects of the order Siphonoptera, which are wingless insects with mouth parts adapted for piercing skin and sucking blood. Fleas are external parasites living by hematopathogy off the blood of mammals, including humans and birds. In the past, it was known commonly. It was most commonly supposed that fleas had evolved from the fly or diptera, based on similarities in the larva. Some authorities use the name Aphanoptera because it is older, but names above family rank need not follow the ICN rules of priority. The ICZN is the International Commission on Zoological Nomenclature. Yeah, they actually have a code where they name bugs people. Yeah, so most taxonomists use the more familiar term. Genetic and morphological evidence indicates that they are descendants of the scorpionfly family or Bereta, which are also flightless. Accordingly, it is possible that they will eventually be reclassified as a suborder within the Micoptera. In any case, all these groups seem to represent a clade of closely related insect lineages, which name Micropterodia and Antiliophora have been proposed. Okay. You got some different species of fleas. Some flea species include cat flea, which is some big ass name. Dog flea, human flea, the moorhen flea, northern rat flea, or the oriental rat flea. Yeah. Bet you didn't know that one. Wow, let's get a little breakdown of a flea. Yeah, they have a breakdown of it. Shouts out to Cyanide up in this mood I make up. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And, we talk about fleas, people. All you dog, cat, pet owners out there. The flea has an abdomen, a thorax, an antenna. Also, you know, on his head, he has an antenna. It does have eyes, mouth parts, legs, claws, and a genitalia. Yes, he has all of that. Fleas are small, 1/16 to an 1/8 inch, which is 1.5 to 3.0 millimeters long. Agile, usually dark colored. For example, the reddish brown of the cat flea. Wingless insects with tube-like mouth parts adapted to feeding on their on the blood of their host. Their legs are long, behind pair, well adapted for jumping. A flea, and believe you me, people, I've seen this shit happen just last night. A flea can jump vertically up to 7 inches or 18 centimeters and horizontally up to 13 inches. That's a foot. That's a bounding-ass little bug. And this is around 200 times their own body length, making the flea one of the best jumpers of all known animals relative to body size, second only to the frog hopper. Their bodies are laterally compressed, human anatomical terms, permitting easy movement through the hairs or feathers on the host's body, or in case of humans, under clothing. The flea body is hard, polished, and covered with many hairs and short spines directed backwards, which also assists movement on the host. The tough body is able to withstand great pressure, like in an adaptation to survive attempts to eliminate them by smashing, yeah, or scratching. Even hard squeezing between the fingertips is normally insufficient to kill a flea. It is possible to eliminate them by pressing individual fleas with adhesive tape or softened beeswax or cheese wax, haven't heard of that one, or by rolling a flea briskly between the fingers to disable it, then crushing it between the fingernails. Fleas can also be drowned in water and may not survive direct contact with anti-flea pesticide. Yeah. Fleas lay tiny white oval-shaped eggs, better viewed through a loop, L-O-U-P-E. The larva is small, pale, has bristles covering its worm-like body, lacks eyes, and has mouth parts adapted to chewing. The larva feed on various organic matter, especially the feces of mature fleas, and the adult, yeah, they eat their own shit. Sound like dogs. The adult flea's diet consists solely of fresh blood. In the pupal phase, the larva is enclosed in a silken, debris-covered cocoon. Wow. All right, a little bit more, then we'll get to the real nitty-gritty. How to get the fuck rid of them, you know what I'm saying? Might help you have money, people talking about fucking fleas. Eat. All right. Fleas are holometabolous. Metabolist insects. Yeah, if we're all talking about crazy science shit here, people, I, you know, yeah. All right. And, okay. It's not. All right. Yeah, fleas are holometabolous insects going through the 4 life cycle stages of egg, larva, pupa, and imago, or adult. The flea life cycle begins when the female lays after feeding. Adult fleas must feed on blood before they can become capable of reproduction. Eggs are laid in batches of up to 20 or so, usually on the host itself, which means that the eggs can easily roll onto the ground. Because of this, areas where the host rests and sleeps become one of the primary habitats of eggs in developing fleas. The eggs take around 2 days to 2 weeks to hatch, and fleas pass through a complete life cycle consisting of egg, larva, pupa, and adult. A typical flea population consists of 50% egg, 35% larva, 10% pupa, and 5% adults. Completion of life cycle from egg to adult varies from 2 weeks to 8 months depending on the temperature, humidity, food, and species. Normally, after a blood meal, the female flea lays about 45 to 50 eggs per day, up to 600 in a lifetime, usually on the host. Dogs, cats, rats, rabbits, mice, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and possums, foxes, chickens, humans, etc., eggs loosely laid in the hair coat drop out most anywhere, especially where the host rests, keeps a nest, including rugs, carpets, upholstered furniture, cattle, dog boxes, kennels, sand boxes, etc. And, they're found indoors, in floor cracks and crevices, on baseboards, under rug edges, and in furniture or beds. Outdoor development occurs in sandy gravel soil. Most moist sandboxes, dirt crawl space under the house, under shrubs, and etc., where the pet may rest or sleep. Sand and gravel are very suitable for larval development, which is the reason fleas are erroneously called sand fleas. Yeah. The larvae are blind, avoid light, pass through three larval instars, and take a week to several months to develop. Their food consists of digested blood from adult feces, dead skin, hair, feathers, and other organic debris. Larvae do not suck blood. Pupa mature to adulthood with a silken cocoon woven by the larva to which pet hair, carpet, fiber, dust, grass cuttings, and other debris adheres. In about 5 to 14 days, adult fleas emerge or may remain resisting in the cocoon until the detection of vibration. And that's people and pet movement. Pressure, host animal lying down on them, heat, noise, or carbon dioxide, meaning a potential blood source is near. Most fleas overwinter in the larval or pupal stage, with survival and growth best during warm, moist winters and spring. And adult fleas cannot survive or lay eggs without a blood meal, but may live for 1 year without feeding. There's often desperate need for flea control after a family has returned from a long vacation. The house has been empty with no cat or dog around for fleas to feed on. So when the family and pets are gone, flea eggs hatch and larvae pupate. The adult fleas, fully developed inside the pupal cocoon, remains in a kind of limbo for a long time until a blood source is near. The family returning from vacation is immediately attacked by waiting hungry hordes of fleas. In just 30 days, 10 female fleas under ideal conditions can multiply to over a quarter million different life stages. And, yeah, so nearly emerged adult fleas live only about 1 week if a blood meal is not obtained. However, completely developed adult fleas can live for several months without eating, so as long as they do not emerge from their puparia. Optimum temperatures for the fleas' life cycle are 70 to 85 degrees, and obtained humidity, optimum humidity is 70%. The cat flea is the most common flea in Ohio, which feeds on a wide range of hosts. Yeah. It's all about the fleas today, people. It's all about the fleas. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. So we'll get into another little song real quick. And then we're going to come back, you know what I'm saying, with some more flea-bitten news, man. And I do mean flea-bitten.
I am music. Let's go. Okay. It's the boy Grim, man.
I'm a five-star. president. Oh, you think you Martians? I'm a motherfucking cannibal. Just a full of rubber pots, closet full of black teeth. 26s on the whip, all chrome on the lip. Live green, call it pit. Ocean in my living room. Y'all f***ing shark food. Oh boy, you ain't tough.
All over my body.
Got a yelling in my system. Can't even feel my body light. Young LA, dude, welcome to my party. Now it's about to cat and money. Make these niggas look like dummies. Hit a lick, spend it all. Down here we call it stuntin'. Getting money all day. Why you just stay frontin'? Hit them all, buck the wall, spend it all.
We start and how and we start and how yeah, we're all right.
Timmy!
Right, beat him on in. Get it started up in this Budomeka.
Budomeka?
Sayonara.
Hey, what's up,
in the building, people. Yeah, we talk about you, dog. Yeah, in the background here. Fucking nice.
Hey, my dog doesn't have fleas.
God damn it. When he first got him, did he have fleas?
No, I got him in the winter months, and this is only something you have to worry about during the spring and the early summer months. So if you do a treatment for fleas for the cats in the three spring and summer months, May, June, July, you don't have that much problem with fleas. You don't have to worry about it in the winter months.
Yeah,
I don't know how
now,
that is in Florida, I guess you have to worry about it all year long.
Yeah, this is fucked down here. There's so many goddamn pet owners, man. Shit. You know? But then it's kind of weird because, you know, you got to be careful, you know what I'm saying, what you actually be spraying around. These motherfuckers just go and get anything that they kill goddamn pesticides, kill pests, you know what I'm saying? And they spraying the shit all on the dogs and spraying it all in the cat eyes and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Which can fuck the pet up. A friend of mine, you know what I'm saying, they bought the little cat, the cat collars, the flea collars, and
uh-huh.
The cat started salivating at the mouth.
Yeah,
you know
that's not good.
Yeah, that's a sign that if people out there, if your cat, dog, whatever, starts slobbing at the mouth when you put something on them, that probably means they're allergic to it, and you need to get that shit the fuck off of them.
Yeah, the best that you can do are those flea drops you can put in the back of the neck. And you only have to put in one drop, two drops in the neck, and it will work over the entire body. It's pretty expensive, but it works the best. I don't like flea collars because those are poisonous. Also for the cat.
I mean, what is the poison? What makes them poisonous? Is the fact like they like a patch and they just sit there, and it's not controlled.
Let me see what makes a flea collar toxic. All
right. Well, he's going to do that, and we're on WebMD, people, and natural insect control flea and tick treatments for pets. When it comes to keeping fleas and ticks off your pets, you're faced with the same old problem. How can you balance the risk posed by insects with the risk of the repellent? When you treat your animals for fleas and ticks, they may not be the only ones affected. If your dog rubs his brand new flea collar all over your couch, the whole family could wind up exposed. Yeah. Go ahead. You got something?
I've got a few links which state that it is toxic, but I haven't found a link that really knows which toxic is in them. So
they can say that. They'll make you sick. But then they'll be like, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying?
A report by the Natural Resource Defense Council, NRDC, poison on pets too, toxic chemicals in flea and tick collars, found that many over-the-counter insect control products for pets, even when used as instructed, can cause serious health consequences for pets and humans. Many of these products include organophosphate, OP compounds, which have been used for insect control for decades and are known to have toxic effects. Most immediate health problems come from not using these products properly, but there is some evidence that more insidious health problems may arise from chronic exposure. Many pet store flea and tick products contain more than one active ingredient, and some of these products cause problems when used together. Uh-huh. See, so it ain't just the solo use of it, you know what I'm saying? It's also, if you combine it, you know what I'm saying, you can screw your shit up. All right, we got to get a quick report real quick, people. Y'all hold on.
Come
on. Going up in this mood, I'm like, oh. Ashwood right. Is up in the building, people. Ashwood.
What's happening?
Ashwood. How about a go?
What's up with your crew to you? We my dog.
Hey. All right. Salamu. Abadi Ghani.
Me, yeah, goddammit.
You're behind in the language, man. You behind in the language. Yeah. Wagging off. Got up in the building. Me and old Sinai. We up in this thing chilling, man. Talking about
Sinai. What's happening?
Shit. Yeah.
What's happening? Yeah. I had my first day of work today after my 2 week vacation, so that was hard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You is back to work. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Like you wanted, a congratulations. I don't want to be back to work, motherfucker. It's all good. Hey, Ashwood, before I beam on this heavily, how did the battle go yesterday?
Oh, man, we got some declines. The blocks is up. A couple people declined.
Declined.
Your respect is on the line. Last minute
decline. How
did
you decline? How did you decline some shit? I mean, did anybody show up?
Nah, a lot of people didn't show up. Nobody showed up. We had a whole bunch of declines. But, you know, I still got off.
All right. Well, middle finger to, who was that? Money Maul didn't show up. Who else? Cause I'm giving y'all this blast out, because if you go on the 813battles.webs.com, you just look on the damn event calendar. I actually took the time out to put y'all punk ass names down. You know what I'm saying? To give y'all some exposure and shit. So, yeah. Well, that's fucked up. But anyway, September 5th is still going down official. Orlando versus Tampa. You know what I'm saying?
Hope nobody declined. Yeah,
decline, you know. Hopefully Bradley the Sky ain't the main decliner. Oh, man, cause he been hitting the blogs heavy, boy, pumping it up. You know what I'm saying? He been hitting it heavy, so, you know, he drawing up the finale. That's damn sure what it's doing. You know, we'll see what's happening. People, the buck is gone. Had a whole gallon of the homemade buck. Yeah, good old wine. Took it to the party over this weekend. And, all them sons of bitches drunk it all. I mean, down to the, yeah. You can go on a couple of Facebook pages and see a couple of comments about it. Because a couple of people got out of hand after they hit that third cup. Yeah. Yeah. So if you ain't never had homemade wine before, or buck, I encourage you to make it. All you got to do is get you some fruit. You ain't got to get a big thing. Get you some fruit, get a water bottle. Hell, you can make a water bottle. And then put some fruit in that bitch, put some water in it, put a river in it, just let it sit. That shit going to get so potent after about 60 days. And the longer you let it sit, the more potent it starts, you know, the alcohol starts kicking in. Man, I had this dude when he drank two cups, and I seen him on the third cup, and he had that Manada, whatever the fuck it's called, carbonate, whatever. So I'm like, well, why are you drinking that if you done drunk the other wine? He was like, man, I got to drink this wine just to come down from the other wine. I'm like, how do you drink
alcohol to come down off of alcohol. I'll buy that for a dollar. He was like, man, that shit is strong. So I'm like, okay, that's what's up, that's what's up. And he had a good time, you know what I'm saying? Had a good time over the weekend. So happy birthday once again to Nas out there celebrating a birthday. Big up to Bill, you know what I'm saying? Excellent host. I'll be having some Facebook, new Facebook pictures up in a second. Y'all see me playing the drums and all that kind of shit. We had a good time. And, yeah. And then we're talking about fleas today, man. Fucking fleas. This is My Health, Your Health Monday. Talking about fucking fleas, you know what I'm saying? Ashwood, you ever had pets?
Yeah, I had a couple cats.
Yeah, a couple
cats. Shout out to
Moon. You ever had pest problems? You ever had flea problems?
Oh, never, man. Never. Not really.
Yeah. What did you use?
Well, for what? For fleas?
Yeah,
I had a clean cat. My cat ain't really. I had a cat. Shout out to Moomoo.
Huh?
I never really had no pest problem.
Moomoo.
Moomoo.
That nigga Moomoo clean everything up. Moomoo.
Moomoo. Moomoo.
The KLF has left the building.
Yeah.
Moomoo, he's the pee on everything.
Oh, the one house trained then.
Yeah, the motherfucker. Nah, just after a while, he got old and he just started peeing everywhere.
Oh.
So we had to get rid of him. My mother, she, shout out to my mother, she threw him out the window. Second floor, so he was all right.
Yeah, he was all right. You know, cats land on their feet, you know what I mean?
For real.
If not, they land on the car and, use one of them lives up. Nine lives, people. Nine lives. Based on the NDR season survey, almost 90% of American pet owners still use pesticides containing organophosphate, substances the main ingredient for pesticides, organophosphate substances are classified into seven toxic materials, which are chlorpyrifos, dichlorophos, phosmet, tetrachlorvinphos, melathion, nalat, and diazinon.
Yeah,
and
now we still do know nothing. But
yeah, you know what I'm saying? As if that just enlightened me. I know everything, not now.
Timmy!
And my Heavenly Angel back up in here. What is going on? Heavenly Angel, uh-oh. Did we get her? Yeah. And heart beam. Sorry, people.
Ouch.
Heart beam.
That one hurt.
What's happening? Where you at?
Where are you at?
You know where I'm at. I know where you at.
Baby, that's where it's happening.
Sound like it's raining over your way. What's up?
Raining, it's in the 90s here for the last 3 days.
Oh,
it's hot, hot,
you
hot.
Out in traffic?
What was that?
I said, you out in traffic?
No, I just got in.
Oh, running around, huh?
Running around.
So, you got granddaughter off to camp?
Yeah, she's off. Having a good old time.
Who are you stuck with?
What was that?
I said, who you stuck with?
Who I what?
Stuck. Who stayed?
Oh,
back?
No one.
Oh, you got rid of everybody. How do you do that? Wow. Look, you're a parent's idol right now.
I'm all alone and loving it. Peace and quiet.
Legally? You got rid of all your kids legally? How do you do that?
Not yet.
Hey, So Heavenly Angel, do you you got pets?
So I got what?
Pets. Any pets?
Pets. I did have pets. Yes, we had a dog. We had a cat that the coyote ate. We had a mouse.
Yummy. That's good.
We had fish.
Oh, I meant.
Oh, yeah, well, we're not talking about pussy. We're talking about kitty cat.
Yeah, all right. I thought you were talking about the cartoon. Yeah, that was a thing. No. Did you ever have any flea problems?
Well, we tried to get it under control, but yes, in the summertime. But I don't like using that stuff on pets.
Oh, the pesticide stuff?
Yeah, I don't like that.
What when you use it, did the pet show any signs, you know what I'm saying, that they didn't like the shit? Or did you just sprayed it on them and they kept it moving?
No, you just be dancing on your squirt it on.
Oh.
I never had any trouble with the dog, but I had to trick the cat. I had to lie it somewhere where I could easily get it while sitting on the couch, and then I had to wait until the cat comes and sit on my lap. Then I could sneak in the drops without them knowing at it. And the moment I did, they looked at me, "Oh, you bastard, you tricked me."
First, they're not done.
No. I mean, it must do some kind of effect to them, you know what I'm saying, if they notices on them, you know what I'm saying? It has to have some kind of effect. So.
Well, it gives a little menthol kind of smell when I give them the drops.
Menthol kind of smell?
Menthol.
Well, in his review, the Natural Resource Defense Council, the NRDC, found that dangerously high levels of pesticide residue can remain on a dog or cat's fur for weeks after a flea collar is put on the animal. The NRDC also found that residues from two pesticides used in flea collars, the tetrachlorbenphos and propoxyphene, were enough to pose a risk to children and adults who play with their pets. Which leads you to the question, why the fuck do you still have this shit on the shelf?
Nowadays you have non-toxic flea collars with plant oils and stuff like that.
Oh, well, that's what I'm trying to get into.
We'll
talk about that just a second, y'all. You know. So what can you do? First, you talk to your vet, you know what I'm saying, before you make any decisions about flea and tick control for your pet, because he or she can help you make the best selection for your family. Share your concerns.
What about mosquitoes,
sure to
too?
Your, well, yeah, that too.
What's
because
not,
when they
no
spray,
virus?
Yeah, they spray for that pesticide to keep the mosquitoes down. You know, your cats and shit be running outside, and then they get that shit on their fur too.
What about
but
that stuff
that
we spray
what
on
I,
us?
Yeah, well, that's what I read earlier too. Because what it is their pesticides is mixing in with other pesticides, and that's doubly fucking them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doubly fucking them up. So you want to share your concerns and be sure to tell your vet about any small children or pregnant women in the house. Your vet could be able to clearly explain, yeah, especially pregnant women, explain the toxicity of various treatments, whether available at pet stores or only through your vet, and which products can be safely used. A combination. Very important, a combination. Ask about trying the least toxic options first, and ask how you can minimize the risk of your family and your pet. So be wary of natural insect control treatments for pets. Some like geranium, lavender, and eucalyptus can cause severe allergic reactions in pets and people.
Allergic reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's weird because you can find eucalyptus around, and actually you can find all three of them around. Bitches got geraniums growing in the yard, lavender too.
Yeah,
and eucalyptus, all three of them plants. Pennyroyal oil. What the fuck is that? Pennyroyal oil has been associated with seizures and death in some animals. Damn. So I don't know if you would see that on an ingredient or something, but I ain't never heard of pennyroyal oil. But yeah, you see that, people, you might want to watch it.
Sounds like a hard game.
Yeah, you might be a killer. All right, so check this out. This is the last little bit.
The NRDC offers these suggestions in its Green Paws Pocket Guide. Yeah. Alright. Avoid all organophosphates, including amitraz, phenoxycarb, permethrin, propoxyr, and TCVP, the tetrachlorobenphos. And how do you avoid that? Stop buying shit out the stores. Basically. Shit. Well, one thing. I seen this dude put bleach on his dog. Is that safety?
God, no.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is he doing, man?
How are you? Well, he ain't gonna have that smell when he come in if he gonna come into my room.
I said, he
like,
put bleach on him?
But you wouldn't bleach on him.
There's nothing wrong with you, you throwing bleach.
Yeah, put the dog, you know what I'm saying? Not like, you know, just a little cap full, you know what I'm saying? Put a cap full and then just rubbed it in. But I'm like, you put the bleach on the dog.
God damn.
That's some ghetto shit, people. These are hood flea and tick remedies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, put bleach on the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Put some buck on it.
Yeah. Use other topical products.
Some
buck on it. Huh?
Use some buck on it.
Yeah, oh yeah, that'll really help. Make all the fucking flies fly around them and shit. Yeah,
they can
right.
Drop and fall off.
I got their flies. They could get drunk ticks and shit, you know what I'm saying? They get drunk off the buck. You want to use other topical products sparingly. Topical means on top of the skin, people. Anybody didn't know that. Particularly on pets that are around pregnant women or small children. These include Bipronil, which is frontline, Imidacloprid, which is advantage. These are the over-the-counter names for it, metoflumazone or Promaris. Pyrethroids are found in many insect control products. They are toxic to cats and should be used on dogs only. And then you have Selamectin, Revolution is the name. Consider orally administered products, as exposure to other pets and children is minimal. These include Lupineuron, it's called Program, Nitin Pyram, is Capstar, and then you have Spinosad, which is Comfortis, and that's for dogs only. Use natural insect control methods. You can use a flea comb to regularly check
the
fleas.
Hell?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard no shit like that. Flea comb.
A flea comb. And then drown them in water. I can see
you
that
never
now.
Take a flea comb.
Die,
yeah,
flea,
yeah.
Die, flea. You pressing on just water, like, sir, are you all right? Man, I'm drowning some fleas. Shut up. Drown, please. Yeah. Wash your pet bedding regularly. Vacuum regularly. And bathe your pet.
Wow.
I believe on a regular basis. I didn't know
flea
that.
You know, that's
flea
comb.
Yeah, when I was young, we didn't.
Might
you
be.
Know, I had puppies and shit. But we did. We actually, you know, went and bought the little pet collar and shit. Put the pet collar on them. It didn't do anything to them, so we left the bitch on. But you know, all them motherfuckers died from getting their ass hit by cars. You know what I'm saying? So fleas ain't have nothing to do with that. Yeah. But we didn't really have it really wasn't a big flea problem back in the days, you know what I'm saying? Not that we were aware of. Like, you know, you find walk into the house and they take your shoes off and you got fleas and all that shit on your socks and all that. I walked through my friend's house, and I mean, from the time I stepped on the carpet, the time I stepped on the carpet, fleas were jumping on my fucking socks. I'm like, what the hell? And I didn't know until I got, you know what I'm saying, I walked into the room, it was like, yeah, you need to get the fuck sit down on a chair or something, because this shit is getting out of hand. They done used all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? And then what they ended up doing was taking the flea collars that they bought for the cats and then putting them on the ground and making like little safety zones and shit. Yeah, because they actually work, but they just don't work on the pets themselves.
So no, they only work on the neck part. They only work on the neck part. That's
Yeah, but they saying when they put it on the neck part, it makes them salivate and, you know, slob at the mouth. So they had to. That's why they took them off. So I mean, but they did read that a guy, which I said he probably just advertising for the goddamn company. But he said what he did was take the flea collars and tape them all around to the borders on the you know, near the floor, and then chopped up pieces of the collar and then threw them around on the floor, and that kept out the fleas. And then I was like, well, why wouldn't it, you know, you wouldn't be worrying about the pets, you know what I'm saying, eating the little pieces. But they say, you know, the smell of the collar, the you know what I'm saying, turns the pet off to where they wouldn't want to eat it. I don't know. These greedy-ass motherfucking mutts down here, these some of the bitches will eat anything. They don't give a fuck. They're killing themselves and shit. I thought they was Tic Tacs. Dumbass dog. Get the hell out of here.
These are like cockroaches. Try
Ooh,
to kill
the
them
dog?
All you want, they just gonna keep coming back.
Oh, well, today's not the show to talk about cockroaches. Yeah, because down here in Florida, we have so many different breeds. We got flying roaches, palmetto bugs,
thick
roach, little roach. Yeah, we bring the real definition to roaches.
The ones that scare you at night.
Yeah, I mean, ones that fly at you and like, what's up? What's up? What you going to do? Oh, all right.
Better know some high karate.
Then they fly off. All right. Don't you better not see nothing else again. I'll be back. I got friends. We all in the trees outside. You know, man. Damn. Vigilante roaches. They got headbands on. You know what I'm saying? Red headbands on. All right, check this out. People just want to make an announcement before we go into the news. And I don't know how you can call in. We're going to figure all that out. But tomorrow is the test show. The first official test show on the Paranormal Suit Network. So we're going to have an hour here on this show, and then wrapping it up, and we're going to do an hour on PSN Network. And it's going to be a test show. So, you know, it's going to be kind of bumpy. You know what I'm saying? But, and then I will officially start us out, you know what I'm saying, on the Paranormal Suit Network. So probably what I'm going to end up doing is for the rest of the week, doing an hour here and doing an hour on Paranormal Suit. So I'll probably end up starting out Paranormal Suit with the Nutty News, you know what I'm saying, and do the hour of whatever the hell we doing over here.
Well, I like bumpy rides.
Huh?
I like bumpy rides.
Okay.
Bump away, baby.
It's time for the Nutty News, people. It's time for the Nutty News. The lightness. Brother Angel loves to say it's time to get nutty. Get her nutty on.
Get the nutty on. Get
her nutty on. And Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy and off the wall news from around the world. And I mean, so proud. All right, I fired up my little last little blunt. All right, here we go. All right, gotta get some motivational medicine going on. You know what I'm saying? I got my own personal pesticide. Yeah, it's killing some pests inside of me. Yeah, you know, killing the inner pests. You know what I'm saying? All right, people, I got something to go ahead and brighten your day up. You know what I'm saying? This should give you a fucking bright day. Since we're talking about goddamn pets and fucking dogs and cats and shit, well, guess what happened in Ventura, California? Anybody hear about it? Probably not, because it's goddamn nutty. Yeah. Okay, nobody did hear about it. Okay.
No.
Army Heroes' grave site turned into a dog park. That's what I'm talking about, people. Not really, but yeah. The grave site for an 1860s Army hero awarded the Medal of Honor is now a popular Ventura dog park with poop soiling what veterans say should be sacred ground. Talk to any veteran, he will tell you it is a terrible thing. It's disrespectful, said retired Marine Sergeant Craig Gunny Donner, who served two tours in Vietnam and is bent on getting the soldiers' remains moved. Private James Sumner, who was awarded the nation's highest military award honor for gallant actions after a band of Apache Indians kidnapped a settler's child, died in 1912, and he was buried in what was then St. Mary's Cemetery. Why do they have a dog with a piece of shit hanging out of his ass? What the fuck kind of photo damn graphic moment was that? A photogenic moment. Like, dude, the dog really wants you taking a picture of him shitting, and the dog looking like Marmaduke, like, look at this motherfucker, you fucking perv. Get our shit in peace. Damn. Alright. Anyway. Dearborn, Michigan. Shouts out to my homies who just went back up to Michigan. U.S. high school practices 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. for Ramadan? How do you practice for Ramadan? Isn't Ramadan the holy week where you fast for a whole week? So how do you practice that? Let's find out. A Michigan high school football team is holding preseason practices in the middle of the night to help its Muslim players practice both faith and football. The predominantly Muslim squad from Dearborn says the nocturnal regimen is a way for players to eat and drink while observing the holy month of daytime fasting known as Ramadan that started last week. Now that is some shit. I give some applause to that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, applause to the parents that allow them, you know what I'm saying, their kids to participate in that. And then for the kids, you know what I'm saying, to actually, you know, get your asses up from 11 to 4 a.m. and, damn, practice football. Jeez, that's crazy. But, yeah, that shows good sportsmanship, teamwork, you know what I'm saying? They demonstrating that. All right, let's go on over here to Australia. Shout out to Miss Tasha Triple X out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man finds wife dead, has a beer, and goes to bed.
Has a beer, what?
And goes to bed.
Okay.
Right.
That's
a man woke up on top of his dead wife on the kitchen floor after an alcohol-fueled argument, a court has been told. But rather than raise the alarm, Frank Hoska went to his room where he had a beer in bed and then slept. Yeah, the 58-year-old is standing trial for the murder of Monique Hoska at the couple's Woolahara home. At the NSW Supreme Court, a jury heard there was some discord in their marriage, including heavy drinking and a past affair by Mrs. Hoska, who died from asphyxia.
Damn.
Wow.
See, people, that's what alcohol does to you now. I mean, you have to do shit in moderation. And I got so many stories that been told to me about the my neighbors downstairs, how, you know what I'm saying, these punk-ass motherfuckers called them police on me, talking about I'm, because I did my radio show out on the back porch, and I'm laughing, you know, you're having a good fucking time. But he called the goddamn, not the police, he called the board, reported me to the board and shit, saying I was out there, you know what I'm saying, using obscene words and making a lot of noise. Well, there were people. Now, one person, now, he's saying there were people. Man, I don't bring nobody to my motherfucking house. You know what I'm saying? So you're lying on that, too. But then the neighbors tell me that
this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, was a heavy drinker, and it shows. I mean, him and his wife, they fucked up. I mean, they are fucked up, you know, just physically. Mentally, too, really, but physically, they are fucked up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this dude here, they used to drink a lot together, and they used to always have to call the police. Every damn night, they used to have to call the police and he report these people. Now, these are owners. They got two Jaguars, you know what I'm saying? You know, got money saved up, but this is what they spending their money, you know what I'm saying, on alcohol, killing each other and shit. Instead of getting out in the world and seeing the world and shit before they fucking die. They want to abuse each other and shit. Anyways, enough about that.
Have
oh, I'm
going to
give them an award. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. And I knew it was something I was needing to do.
Raise your glass on that one.
Yeah, he would get an award just well, I mean, I guess you would actually get several awards, but I mean, I gotta go find some more awards, dude. That's what I gotta do, people. For the Paranormal Suit Network, I will have some more awards. Won't be bringing these old awards over. Yeah. There you go.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And then for going up to the room.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know what I'm saying? And then for not calling the police.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Wow! Congratulations!
And to the right. All righty. Okay, there we go. Enough of that shit. Let's go ahead and get one of my favorite songs playing in the background. Like this beat. Got a nice beat. Yeah. I don't know who this guy is, but this guy's got a fucking hot song, man. Oh. Basswood in the background, goddammit. Alright, check this out, people. We in motherfucking Canada. A bottomless biker is arrested. Oh, man. A motorcyclist caught the eye of a police officer in Ontario. Not because, just because he was speeding, but because he wasn't wearing pants or underwear. Right. The 40-year-old Hamilton man was clad only in a t-shirt, the Hamilton Advocate reported. He had no pants, no underwear. And no helmet. Dang, well, what the, like, that really... You know what I'm saying? Like, what the helmet was going to do? You know what I'm saying? Shit. He got in an accident. His ass is fucked up. Yeah. He was fucked up. Well, I guess that's not legal, people, to ride around with, in your skitties. But anyway, this has been proven now in Australia. Leeches save man's fingers. And that is true. They have... They do use leeches for medical, you know what I'm saying, medical purposes. It's in a controlled environment, but they do use leeches. Adam Marsh.
The leeches have some kind of toxic in them that prevents the blood from clogging. And
right.
That is something they use it for a lot.
It sucks the blood out, it sucks the bacteria in the blood out. Let me read.
And
Adam Marsh had the top part of the middle finger on his right hand guillotine off while trying to fix a rock breaker at a quarry outside of Darwin. It was saved by Royal Darwin Hospital surgeon Dr. Ravi Mahajani, who used the ancient practice of leeching
to get the blood pumping through the dismembered digit.
Damn.
To get the blood pumping. You know what I'm saying? The leech is going to sit there and suck until it finds a blood source. Pushing. My flow is like I'm in the limelight. Oh yeah, they have used that in treatments though. I can look up something on that. But they've actually medically used leeches, you know what I'm saying, to get rid of but not the leeches that you thinking of coming out the swamp and shit. These are, you know, a certain breed of leeches that they actually farm and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, they put them on your body, put them on sores and shit, and they suck out the bacteria. They clean out the bacteria. That, I might be thinking of maggots. They use maggots, too. Yes, they use maggots. Good old U.S. of A. when you said, hey, Reverend Angel, are you the caretaker for the kids or what?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you go back to school, do the school provide you with a list of shit to bring to school, send your kids back
they
to school?
They sure do. I just got the list Saturday.
Read the list to us if you don't mind.
Well, it's for a seventh grader. It's smaller than it would be for elementary.
Oh, it's smaller?
Hold on.
Oh.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'll check this out before I read this next one.
You ready?
All right, go ahead and run it.
Okay, seventh grade, they want you to get pencils, number two pencils, handheld pencil sharpener, erasers, pencil pouch, colored pencils, they want 12 count or more, 2 to 2.5 inch or 3 inch binder, section dividers, heavy duty paper, vinyl type notebook, 50 to 70 count, paper, thin tip black felt pens, and they want a box of Kleenex to blow your nose with.
Okay. That's seventh grade, people. Let's go to first grade.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's double the list.
Yeah. When Emily Cooper headed off to first grade in Moody, Alabama, last week she was prepared with all the stuff on her elementary school's must-bring list. Two double rolls of paper towels, 3 packages of Clorox wipes, 3 boxes of baby wipes, 2 boxes of garbage bags, liquid soap, Kleenex, and Ziplocs.
Okay,
and at Paiua Elementary School in Honolulu, every student must show up with a 4-pack of toilet paper. And that's in the first grade.
Gotta wipe
what the fuck are they learning in the first grade that you need all that shit? That sounds like you running a motherfucking daycare. If you ask me, I ought to give one to the school for that sucker, bitches. Yeah, man. What is public education for then? What is the state funding the goddamn schools for? What the fuck we got lotteries that's supposed
they
to...
They're funding their own pockets. That's what I'm talking about. The lottery, please.
Yeah, it's supposed to go to the damn
that's
school.
Joke.
What the fuck is the lottery money at? Where's the millions
in their
of the lottery money?
Up.
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, there you go, goddamn school pockets.
The government's
see,
wiping
lying, no
their
good,
ass.
Rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Sack
yeah.
of monkey shit.
No, the government's wiping their ass with our money, while the children have got to bring toilet paper to wipe theirs.
And they're sending y'all, the parents just sending it. You need it, it'll be a boycott, goddammit. Your ass is going to get sent with a motherfucking pen and a pad. You sons of bitches ain't provided, and fuck it. Man, the hell, I'm gonna bring some damn toilet paper, toiletries, and all that shit, man.
Back in my day, you didn't have anything but your butt. Just show up, sit down, and be quiet.
Oh, look at hell. In Pennsylvania, body of girl who died in 1962 is stolen from grave.
How do you steal a raise? All right. Authorities in central Pennsylvania are trying to find out who stole from a grave the body of a 9-year-old girl who died almost half a century ago. Lancaster police are investigating the disappearance of the body of Paula Ream, who died in August 1962 and was buried in Riverview Cemetery. You might want to check with the family. Yeah, pretty nutty, pretty nutty. Ask the old lady who dug up her fucking husband and sister and kept them in the goddamn house. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, yeah. In Boston, anybody heard of the Craigslist killer?
Who?
No.
I didn't know where there was one. Oh, well, they had one. The Craigslist killer commits suicide in jail cell. Yeah, he looks
oh,
like
yeah,
he
the Craigslist killer. Yeah, I heard him. He committed suicide, yeah.
He looks like a fucking lipstick, man. Pussy. Hell you doing, man? Former medical student accused of killing a masseuse. How the hell do you kill a masseuse? Ooh, you touched me in the wrong spot. I snapped your neck. What the fuck? He went through the online advertising site Craigslist, committed suicide in the Boston. See, that's bullshit, man. They just want to try to shut down Craigslist. You're going to die, man. What the fuck else? Committed suicide in the Boston jail where he was awaiting trial. Philip Markoff, you can mark him off now. Oh, 24 was found unresponsive in his cell in the Nashua Street Jail. The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office said he was pronounced dead at about 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, how?
Yeah, they don't tell you how, but he was going to school for medical doctor, to become a medical doctor.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I guess he could have found some way off of himself. Medically. Hey, I need some Prozac. Yeah, I have a headache. Overdose. Prison gets sued. Y'all hear about that later on. But we're in Florida, man, where religion is at an all-time high. And I don't mean the good one. Can a teacher say bless you when a student sneezes? Probably not if you can't even say the goddamn Pledge of Allegiance no fucking more or anything else. But a student sneezes, a school employee about to say God bless you remembers the consent decree and hesitates. Yeah, that type of uncertainty about the Santa Rosa County School District's consent decree has some employees and the public wondering about its restrictions. It is confusing, said Debbie Lewis, a paraprofessional at the S.S. Dixon Primary School. S.S. Uh-oh. Dun-dun-dun. All right. We are under the impression you cannot say bless you or God bless you, which is a natural reaction. Teachers are even confused about what they can do on their own time and after hours. Man, what the hell? Y'all are smoking on crack. Get your head out the cookie crack barrel or whatever. Something else. But anyways, y'all might as well find another job. A bitch gonna sit up there and think I'm worried about what the hell I'm doing after we get the fuck up out of here. I'm going to the goddamn bar. Shit, hey, that's my prerogative. I don't talk these little sons of bitches all day. You don't think I need a drink? Shit. Oh. But according to the school district's council, there is no drinking after hours, no sex, and no lovemaking with your partner under the age of 35. Damn.
What?
Oh, well, I'm just saying. That's not really in there, but shit. Might as well, all that dumb shit y'all just said. My friend, all that in there. Shit.
All right.
All right. We're in Lawrence, Massachusetts, where this guy has a very wide face. Woman fends off large man's attack. I'm talking about.
A mother of three was caught off guard when a man snuck into her home late at night and grabbed her from behind. April March assault. Oh, okay. Kick Edgardo Montes down a flight of stairs, severely spraining his knee. He then punched his face so many times that she hurt her own hand. Then when we're halfway up the driveway, my hand was killing me. Oh, then when we were halfway up the driveway, my hand was killing me. That's when I picked up the trash barrel and then just kept whacking him in the head, said March assault. He kept trying to get up, and I just kept stomping on his leg. Fucking right! Damn, I gotta give her an award for that one. Yeah. Good award.
Yeah.
Shit. You know,
if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Fuck it. Y'all hold on. Oh. There's no American pie up in here. There's no American pie. Oh.
And that's why you're using mashed potatoes.
Right. I've seen American pie before. All right. Congratulations to her. And to you, wolf. Wolf. Yep. In Australia. Haven't seen this guy in a while. Good old pasty face Hogan. Yeah. Crocodile Dundee owes $12 million in back taxes. Paul Hogan has been hit with a tax bill of more than $12 million. In his ongoing financial troubles, according to a UK report. The Crocodile Dundee star has been under investigation by the Australian Crime Commission for the last few years amid allegations he channeled millions of dollars into tax havens abroad. Wow, we didn't even know that about him, did we? Damn. You go ahead, brother. Good job. Good job. This can happen right here in Florida, but it happened in North Carolina. Man sent to jail after laughing in courtroom. Before I read that, we have a judge here that he clearly states, before court starts, shut the fuck up. If you speak in my courtroom, your ass will get 6 months. If you sneeze too hard in my courtroom, your ass will get 6 months. If you speak out of turn in my courtroom, your ass get 6 months. And
if I was in that courtroom,
fucking joking.
If I was in that courtroom, I would be out of there 10 seconds later.
Well, yeah, because they will yank your ass up. So you know, and yeah, you will be faced with 6 months. So if you came in there for a goddamn 3-day sentence, yeah, you be doing 6 months. Being a smart ass or talking back to the judge or anything else, like some stupid motherfuckers have done before, kept questioning the judge. 6 months, yeah, and they could have bailed out. So, court is no laughing matter as far as one North Carolina judge is concerned. A Fayetteville man who was waiting for his case to be heard drew the ire of Judge Tony King after starting to laugh in a Cumberland County courtroom. Authorities said King asked 47-year-old John Montgomery why he was laughing, but the man refused to say. King ordered Montgomery, to jail on a misdemeanor charge. Fucking right. But your ass can get 6 months fucking around down here, so. Money is the game, people. There ain't nothing but a thing. They get you behind the walls. Yeah. You just need to shut the fuck up and do your time. You might find yourself in a bad way. No laughing matters. Oh, yeah. In Beaufort, South Kakalaki, South Carolina. School board candidate. Yeah, the dog ate it. Right.
All right.
Dog really did eat the homework, or, in this case, the petition of a South Carolina man
was going to file to run for school board. The Beaufort Gazette reported that Terry Thomas of Ladies Island, yeah, I'm moving there, had a petition with almost 200 signatures when he went out to check the mail. But when he returned from the mailbox, Spencer, his 8-month-old Labrador, and Bull Mastiff mix had chewed up the petition. And I will buy that for $1.
Terrible.
No, man, let's blame it on the dog. Hey, you motherfucker, let me tell you something.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Right.
Know that, you know, yeah. Gotta let them know that, people. Sometimes you just gotta talk to a couple of people. But would you want that guy really running in for your school board if he's gonna use those fucking lame excuses? Come on, people. Get your ass back out there and get 200 more signatures if you got them the first time. Shit. Anyway, guess where we're at, people? We're in, you know it.
UK.
We're in the UK, people. Where taxpayers' money, yeah, pays for prostitutes for the disabled. Hell to the no. Hell to the no.
I thought they started using it, right?
Nah. Taxpayers' money pays for prostitutes for the disabled.
That's disabled. That's right.
Okay. Taxpayers' money is being spent on prostitutes, lap dancing clubs, and exotic holidays under schemes designed to give more independence to the disabled. Right. One local authority is using its budget to pay for the services of a prostitute in Amsterdam, while others have said visits to lap dancing clubs are permissible under new policy, which transfer funds directly to those who receive care from social services. Holidays abroad, subscriptions for internet dating and driving lessons have all been funded by the taxpayer under a national initiative. Damn. I think I
That's
need to go on over there
it.
And get me some social services. Need some free prostitutes going on. Shit. Break my foot. I broke my big toe. I need a whore. Oh. Sorry. In Vancouver, where the smartest people live at, so I haven't heard. Oh. Oh. Old man with walker robs bank. And that is why I say that. A speedy getaway is usually critical for bank robbers, but perhaps not for an elderly, BC man. I don't know what that is. British or Columbia? I don't know. Who this week held up a bank and while using a walker, while no weapon was produced, the 75-year-old told staff, not just a teller, staff, at a Prince George Bank of Nova Scotia that he was armed. I'll pull out this Bengay. Oh, sorry. Pull out his damn heart pills. Yeah. I'm going to give a pill to everybody and speed your heart up if you don't give me cash. Right. Staff surrendered a small amount of cash. And the robber made his getaway as RCMP were called. The suspect was described as a Caucasian male weighing about 230 pounds. Okay. Sorry, people. The bank gets an award on this one. Because if y'all let that shit go... Man, y'all some...
Cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood... sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit, lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, people. Yeah. Man, that's pretty nutty there. That's one for the day. I can just picture this old ass man, 75 years old, 230 pounds. And I'm saying, after this motherfucker slowly walked out the goddamn door, where the fuck was security at? Where was security at when this motherfucker walked into the bank? All righty, people. Yeah, anybody want to ponder on that one? Yeah, because that made no sense. Man, imagine being, you know what I'm saying, when the police showed up and shit. Like, okay, and how did the man look? Oh, he was like, he was about 75 years old. Okay, well, what was he driving? It looked like one of those new walkers. Yeah, it was one of those new walkers. It wasn't one of the old ones. Yeah, he had like four wheels on it. Hold up. Sir, did you just say he was on a walker? Yeah. Sorry, sir. Say that again. A walk. Yeah, man, what the hell? Arrest you motherfuckers. Some dumb shit like that. But anyway, over here in New York, a faithful butler inherits $8 million. Damn, that's harder than a bitch. Yeah, a Nepalese. Yeah, a person from Nepal, people. Viva Nepal! Viva Nepal! When I pitch you, little short motherfucker, I'm going to beat your ass. A Nepalese born butler who became a celebrity when he was left $8 million by his former employer says he misses his old, simpler life. Indra Tamang, 57, who spent 3 decades in faithful service to actress Ruth Ford, became a millionaire when Ford's will left her estate, 2 sumptuous apartments in the Dakota, plus an art collection, all worth an estimated $8 million. Damn. And now you got all this shit. You know all the crabs done motherfucking came out the bucket. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers from Nepal flying over here and shit. Motherfucker, I ain't seen you sons of bitches in 3 decades. So here you coming over here for now. Shit. Anyway, congratulations, homie. I'll be coming up there in a minute. I need a couple of 100 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Leave it in the bar. Leave it in the bar. Oh, right. Anyway, does anybody care about the Ground Zero getting the moss put around it?
Well, I think it's funny that they put a gay bar next to it.
You know what I'm saying? And there ain't nothing wrong with that. And they don't even bring that in the headlines, though.
If they allow a mosque to be built there, it should be allowed to build a gay bar next to it. Say, freedom. You want freedom? Yeah, build a gay bar.
Right. Controversy swells as Obama supports Ground Zero Mosque. President Barack Obama's endorsement of a controversial plan to build a mosque just blocks from Ground Zero poured fuel on a raging debate over religious freedom and sensitivities over the 9/11 attack. The group 9/11 Families for a Safe and Strong America, which represents some of the relatives of attack victims, said it was stunned by the president's remarks. Now this president declares that the victims of 9/11 and their families must bear another burden. We must stand silent at that last place in America where 9/11 is still remembered with reverence or risk being called religious bigots. Okay, well, I mean, What religion got to do with the goddamn United States blowing up their own goddamn financial institutions in order to cover up their own goddamn inside trading and misdealings, and then blaming it on another country, which probably had something to do with it a little bit. You know, everybody got their greedy ass fucking hands in it. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't doubt that, yeah, okay, y'all went and recruited these motherfuckers who, you know, say, hey, man, we're going to give you $1 million to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we didn't tell you you want to kill your motherfuckers. Yeah, man. Shit. Okay. Anyways, I'm sorry, people. Some of you guys are wondering what is going on. It is DJ party time at the door, people. Do I have something?
What's good, everybody?
DJ part time in the building, which you must be listening via the computer.
Yeah, you know me, I always gotta, you know, tune in to the show while I do me.
Okay, didn't want to know that, but all right.
Well, what do you want me to say live on? Put it in the air. Put it in the air.
Oh, you said why you do you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we didn't need to know that. Yeah. Who are you? No.
Welcome to Smoke Talk Radio. I am your host.
Smoke Talk Radio. Okay, we got a new show coming up. Smoke Talk Radio, people. Y'all look out for that on the new network coming soon. It's your host, DJ Party Time. It's all about the smoke, baby. We talking all about the smoke. But right now, well, officials are divided over punishment for officer and beating. How in the hell? In Denver, Colorado, officials are deeply divided over the proper level of punishment for a police officer who was seen always, you stupid motherfuckers, you got Google Worldview. Fuck. Can't do shit outside, you dumbass motherfuckers. Who was seen on video tackling and beating a 23-year-old man who was doing nothing but talking on a telephone outside a Lodo nightclub. The video of Officer Devin Sparks repeatedly hitting Michael DeHellerawa, oh, some fucked up name, of Denver with a piece of metal wrapped in leather, picking him up roughly and slamming a car door on his ankle, has prompted independent monitor Richard Rosenthal to push for the firing of Sparks and Corporal Randy Murr. What the fuck do you mean? How the fuck is y'all divided over some shit like that? Oh, well, he ain't really slammed his ankle into the door hard. See right there? He just kind of slammed it. No, he didn't really slam him. See, well, he was really just picking him up and laying him down gently. No, see, that's not metal wrapped in leather. That's really some gum wrappers wrapped up in black tape. Man, divide these, you stupid motherfuckers. Anyway, well, here's your award, brother.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummy dirtbag.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, that's because he got caught on video, you know what I'm saying? Which all you stupid motherfuckers, do anything outside, people, it is on camera. Regardless if you think it's not a camera, you are on camera. All right. Keep this moving. Anyways. Mother Nature puts on a show for whale watchers. Anybody whale watchers out there? I do.
Whale watch?
Not watch them. But yeah. And Mobile, Newfoundland, I guess they're on the move. Oh, yeah. Tourists in Canada got more than they bargained for. Close-up seats for the spectacle of orcas hunting and killing a mink whale, a tour boat operator says. On a boat tour of the Newfoundland coast, they witnessed a pod or orcas or killer whales attack and kill the minke whale. yummy. At least there wasn't humans stealing the goddamn whales. Y'all sons of bitches watch that on the motherfucking sports channel and shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though. Mm-hmm. Right. Shouts out to Biz66.com, Pennsylvania. We in easy rider land. A piece of delivery van attacked by Bow and the Arrow.
By what? By Bow and Arrow?
Yeah, they... That slowed me down. Fucking Bow and the Arrow. Hell no, it's Robin Hood, bitch! Give it up! Hell no. A piece of delivery man encountered the most dangerous delivery of his career. Wow. Not being put a gun to your head, right? All right. When he said another man attacked him with a bow and arrow in Brookline. What the hell kind of shit is y'all doing? Adnan Jacoupi said that he and his brother-in-law were delivering a Portofino's pizza on Mayville Avenue when 18-year-old Anthony Frost appeared and pointed a bow and arrow at them. And y'all gave up the pizza. He only got one shot. Shit. I mean, one of y'all gonna get fucked up, but the other one can be kicking ass. I guess nobody wants. Volunteer for that one. I'll do it. Not. In Bruce, Mississippi, power cut off. Lead salon customer bald on top. that's fucked up. You in the middle of getting your hair cut and the power cut off. He done patched me. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. A beauty salon owner in northern Mississippi blamed an unexpected power cutoff for a customer's partial baldness. Tessa Mingo, owner of People's Choice, hair salon in Bruce, told the television station that she paid her electric bill, but when a customer came in recently to get her hair colored, the electricity shut down. Mingo said there was no way to wash the chemicals off the woman's hair because the salon's electric water heater wasn't working. Damn. Heavenly Angel, that could have been you. Oh, my bad. Like, what the fuck is this? Oh, shit. Sorry about that, people. Let's get something going. All right, we're about to wrap this up. We got two more left for you people, and we're out of here. Where there is Field, Connecticut. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Cocaine, people, cocaine. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Oh, cocaine is found in a woman's bank deposit.
Yeah, of course, in the notes.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Please store this in a safe place. Connecticut authorities said a woman was arrested after she accidentally included a small bag of cocaine with her bank deposit.
How y'all
get down up there? Yeah, Westerfield.
What you call small?
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
How much was in there?
I don't know.
If they catch you in the Netherlands with under half a gram of cocaine, you just have to set an autograph that you handed to them voluntarily, and you're done with it. You don't get a fine. You don't get nothing.
Damn. You just let them keep the drugs so they can do it.
No, they only do that if you're there.
You know what they do? They take it to the back. Well, we gotta test this out.
Was in a discotheque. I don't know if you call that in America, at a rave party. And a friend of mine had some drugs, and he got caught by the people from there. And they took his drugs. And 15 minutes later, they asked him if he wanted to buy it back.
Hell no. Nah. Hey, they wanted a cut. Shit. You sneaking no shit up in here. We got a policy for that, man. You can bring your drugs, but we charge you $5 extra. Oh.
Well, first they take it, and then they sell it.
That sounds like the clubs down here in Tampa, so, yeah. Motherfucking security, take your blunt, and then you see these punk-ass motherfuckers standing in the corner smoking your blunt and shit.
That won't happen here.
But Westerfield police said the envelope Kendi Murphy, 43, used to make her deposit at the drive-thru drive-up window of Rockville Bank at about 4 p.m. was found to contain a small bag of white powder, leading tellers to call police. I thought it was from the anthrax. We thought it was anthrax. Dude, it was probably a bigger bag. You know what I'm saying? When the police got there, it was like, hurry up, put a little bit of that. You know, yeah, she couldn't go to jail anyway. They gonna take the rest of this. Damn. All right, and last but not least, people, good old New York is ending the headlines with da, 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 da. I think that's how CNN should go. CNN is infested with bed bugs. Right, I thought bed bugs were only in the bed. Okay. The Time Warner Center Facilities Department advises that bed bugs have been detected in Time Warner Center. This determination was made after testing was conducted on several floors of the building. In response, Time Warner Facilities is working with pest control providers to address the issue in an environmentally safe manner and during non-working hours. Wow. That was the most boringest end of the news ever.
Don't you have another one?
God, suck, CNN. Well, no, because that gets a little older. Well, how about this one? This is the last one for you. Do jeans make my diaper look big? Right. This is in Florida.
No?
Yeah.
The
ideal of shimmying into a pair of skinny jeans makes many women cringe. Now imagine squeezing them up over a diaper.
Right.
Ava Lane, a smiley 2-year-old who lives in D-Land, Florida, has 4 pairs of skinny jeans. She received the first pair as a gift. Whoever the fuck would do some stupid shit like that, says mom Christina Lane, who thought they looked so cute that she bought more. Babies and toddlers have big bellies, and skinny jeans are not for people with big bellies. Damn, that sucks. Oh, shit! I got to read this one. This is in Columbia, South Carolina, because I know y'all heard about this. I don't even know how they got this old retarded motherfucker in a business suit on TV. But all right. U.S. Senate candidate from South Carolina is indicted. Shouldn't have known that. They wasn't finna let your crazy-looking weirdo-ass motherfucking run for no damn Senate. I don't even know what the hell he was smoking on. He done wasted his damn $10,000 putting his damn name out there like that. But anyway, Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Alvin Green. Yeah, you remember that guy. Couldn't even answer any goddamn questions related to anything political. Yeah, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get the hell out of here. Anyway, yeah, including a felony charge of showing pornography to a teenage student in South Carolina College Computer Lab. Authorities said he approached a student in a University of South Carolina computer lab, showed her obscene photos online, then talked about going to her dorm room. This is all while your stupid ass is trying to run for Senate. I mean, come on. A Richland County grand jury indicted Green, 32, for disseminating, procuring, or promoting obscenity, a felony, as well as a misdemeanor charge of communicating obscene materials to a person without consent. Damn. Well, how about a gory one? Anybody want to? Yeah. In New York, man pushes woman into side of moving subway train. Damn. What the? A man abruptly pushed a woman into the side of a moving New York City subway train, then told bystanders he couldn't explain his behavior. The woman was hit but survived. Jose Rojas, 25, was held without bond after his arraignment on attempted murder and assault charges, while victim Ute Linhart was hospitalized with broken ribs, a crushed sinus cavity, and other injuries. Damn! That's my time. Well, here you go.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Ah, man. All right, people, just to let you know, just to reiterate once again, tomorrow.
Don't forget to check out the Wrecking the Game radio show, a.k.a. Starship Smelling Prize, with your host, Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host, Sayonai. Only on the Paranormal Soup Network.
Now, real, it's going down tomorrow, people. It's the Time for a Test Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we're going to be testing the airwaves on the Paranormal Soup Network. And y'all come over there and join us. You know what I'm saying? We got a whole slew of people already been waiting for us. And that's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, man. Well, shout out to everybody over there at PSN. And, you know, Prophet Jackal is going to be teaming up to tackle the first show. You know what I'm saying? And show me the ropes. Not in a racist type of way. But, yeah. You know?
I don't get that one. How could that be racist? Ah,
that's
okay.
Terrible.
Oh,
well,
man, you finna get an award for that one, man.
Hey,
award
they,
for that one.
They hang
wow,
everybody.
Man.
They can
they
hang
do?
Everybody.
Bring them up.
Yeah, go yeah. back in history. Look in Europe around the Middle Ages. How many people they hanged there. Witches.
Well, yeah, that was for religious
Edens,
purposes. They done... Every type of purpose that a bitch done been hung.
Still hating.
Ain't just been causing no
still
color.
Hating.
Still hating.
Still hating.
But no racism.
Exactly. Yeah. Racism, people. Racism is a trait that is taught to the American population for mind control. Right. And you know where I'll be at when that mind is under control.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect. Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the Crazy Cut. Oh, tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cut, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy
sounds
wants
like
to take herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
Life after dust, lies, and it's jail.
One after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure.
Yeah, especially when they're fake. All right, people, I want to send a shout out to old Life After Dust, said it, baby powder fresh J. Part of the old trilateral commission up in this Moodle Maker. And, you know, letting y'all know we are moving over to the Paranormal Soup Network. Check it out at www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com. www.sprues.com, man. And click on Meet the Host, and you can see everybody.
Well, I guess they have a .com right now, ParanormalSoupNetwork.com. And you can check the live player at psn-radio.com.
Bam. We all over the place, people. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. We'll have a player embedded on 813Battles, you know what I'm saying, .webs.com, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. Go and vote. You know what I'm saying? We got hot battles. September 5th, Orlando versus Tampa. Tampa versus Orlando. 813 versus
if they show.
Who?
If they show this time.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you got.
Yeah, they show up. You're right about that.
They'd be scared. Don't know, man. They know. They know. Y'all come down here. You better come with it. You better have your goddamn.
Emergency power engaged.
Yeah, damn right. Cause shit, we bringing the funk. We bringing the fire. We what?
Shields up. Red alert.
Ready for you.
Lock phases and
fire. Orlando, follow you out. Oh, I ain't rapping.
Direct tip.
Yeah, that's dramatic.
I love that.
All right,
shit.
People. Yeah, you got to love that one. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, man. We was getting up out of here, you know what I'm saying, with the hot sauce with collard greens. And, yeah, if you don't know the phone is hitting. Yeah, oh, well, I'm out of the buck because the party drunk all of my buck. But shots out to Bill, you know what I'm saying, and everybody else that enjoyed the wine, man, and shots out to Pretty. Y'all look out for that Pretty buck coming soon. Huh? Homemade wine, and I mean wine. As
do the
heavenly angel, fire night.
I do the
time,
do the
house.
I do the
house. DJ Part Time, everybody ride now. We show
right.
Peace out. Much love to you.
See you tomorrow, people.
Right,
yeah,
do your step now, left, right, left, do your step, do the collard greens, I do the collard greens, I do the collard greens, hot sauce on the top, do the collard greens, I do the collard greens, I do the collard greens, hot sauce on the top, say, buy that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up, hey. I say fire that good shit up. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the collard greens. I say the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. And do the collard green. Now take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Hey. And do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the collard greens. I said the hot sauce. I set the hot sauce in the collard green. Now, all y'all niggas that don't know what the fuck is going on. Nigga, we up in the club and we high as hell. Nigga, hitting the blunt, no bones. Say we off in the back with it in the rack here. Yeah, nigga, got plenty cups of that, nigga. Hey, if you wanna get down, better come up in this bitch and represent T-Town. Do the hot sauce and do the collard green. Bitch, if you don't know what the fuck I mean, you better get up on the team, put that fire in the air. Got the blunt over here, and together we can share. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Now squirrel to the floor. Now squirrel to the floor. Bring it back. Now squirrel to the floor. I say squirrel to the floor. Hey, I do the bank head bounce. 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 Now take it to the back. I said take it to the back. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender. And then hot sauce. What? I said hot sauce.